You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 163. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here, and today we are going to celebrate, guys. Can I call you guys? There's this part of me that judges secretly, quietly, no, not so quietly, because I'm saying it on a podcast, when people say, hey, guys, and then you know how people would always say, we're not all guys, we're ladies, or whatever. Anyway, I don't know why, I just feel like saying, guys. Sean's niece used to do that when she was little. She'd go, hey, guys. So somewhere it got stuck in my brain when she was excited about something. And I am excited to tell you something. How many times can I say something? A little bit of an amazing thing happened this week, and you are very much a part of that. And I just want to take a moment today, and please feel free to do this along with me. If there is something in your life that you're excited about, that you're proud of, and maybe you haven't really given it recognition, today is the day, because we are celebrating and we are also taking a moment. Those of us who are showing up every day doing the work, and by work, that doesn't have to be a weird, stressful, negative connotation, because we love our work, but we're showing up consistently. I want to celebrate that today in a number of ways. So let me tell you how this relates to you. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, I was really excited. I happened upon a new podcast tracking app, but I think also simultaneously something is happening with my reach and ability just to meet new artists and business. And certainly I'm working to do that, but sometimes in life, things just start to click when you've been working on them for a while, maybe consistently, however long that takes. We don't always know what the timing is, but I've had a number of instances since Christmas, really since January, 2020, where the momentum is starting to grab hold of a lot of what I've been working on. So I know you've been with me a long time, many of you. And if you're brand new here, welcome. Get ready. Come on the journey with us, because we are going. I have been podcasting consistently every single week for over 2 years. And it has, you know, if you've been listening the whole time, I've shared with you, it's a journey, it's a process, and a lot of times, like today, it's okay. It's a full week. I'm leading my successful artists, which you can still join us, by the way, in our successful artists Facebook group. I'll include the link from creativethursdaycourses.com. Jump into the successful artist plan and then join us in our free Facebook group. I have been leading a planning session this week. So I was about to say I'm recording the podcast pretty close to airtime, and I'm excited to do that today in particular because I wanted to capture how I feel right now. You know, I also like to do a slice of life podcast, and I want to take this moment to celebrate. Also, let me take one last quick tangent. I know I'm intentionally keeping you hanging. You're like, what's happening? What's going on? My tangent is this: as artists, a lot of times, or maybe just as humans, as women, it's I don't know about you, but it's still difficult for me to really shine a light on my own accomplishments. Even when people come to compliment me on Instagram or send me a really kind note, I am so appreciative and I immediately want the light to go back to them. I want them to know how much I appreciate it. And many times I want to say right back at you because so many people will send me something kind or wish me congratulations and I can do the same back to them. But there is something to be said for just accepting a compliment and just letting it settle and just be with you. There are always times to be highlighting someone. It's a little bit like, and I know it's all well intended, but you imagine receiving an award and you immediately want to shine a light on all the people that have helped get you there. Well, actually, maybe that's a little bit different, but there is just something to be said for saying thank you. So this is also one of those podcasts as well. I know I say thank you a lot for listening, but really, this doesn't happen without you. So what happened a few weeks ago, I came across a new stats app or program, but also that my stats have been tracking for a while and I can see every week how many listeners I have and how much it's been growing, but it's been a steady growth. It's just one bit at a time, one step in front of the other. And coming to this podcast, I haven't really had any particular expectations about what I know what I would like from it and where I would like to go. And I know how much I love doing it. And really, above all else, that's why I came back. I thought, this is just, it's in my wheelhouse. I love expressing this way. I've told you many times before, I love having guests on. I love having conversations. I can explore all of the topics and then some. And just communicating in this way is one of my favorites. It's also one of my favorite ways to consume content and education. I really love podcasts as well. So I'm just, you know, all about the podcast right now. And I never noticed any significant jump, but recently I noticed I clicked randomly on the visual arts category, which I forgot that's what I put myself in because I tend to think of myself on as business, but really we are leaning towards the visual arts. So I'm pretty sure that's why I chose it. And I was scrolling. I thought, oh, who's in this category? I'm so focused on the entrepreneurial category and the marketing category and the finance category. I was scrolling through and I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I saw myself. I was like, what? Wait a minute. How did this happen? How is my podcast in here? Because I have no expectations, as I told you. I can't say I have no expectations. I mean, I want to grow the podcast and reach more people and have more wonderful guests on and, you know, everything that you would hope and wish for with the podcast. And simultaneously, I have been at peace with however that evolves. And I've also only been able to contribute so much energy to, as you know, everything I've been working on, especially the past couple of years. I would also like to be a guest on a number of podcasts, and I've been waiting to get to a certain place with space and time and within my business and a clarity before I really started going out there and sharing more of my story and more guidance in this space. And I feel ready. That is something I think I told you for 2020. I am ready. So I'm finding myself in the chart. And I thought, I don't even know how many podcasts are in visual arts. First of all, I also do not know how many podcasts there are. It's all a little bit vague to me. There was once a dream when I first started, when iTunes had new and noteworthy and nobody really knew exactly how you got there. I wished for that, but then that went away pretty quick because I wasn't new and noteworthy. And then I just have plugged away joyously plugged away, showing up every week. Just about. I always, you know, honesty, transparency is big for me. I think officially there were 3 weeks where I did a prior recording, and there was one in 2 years after what was a very tough personal time. I took a week off without giving you notice. That's it. Otherwise, at this point, it's been 2 solid years of podcasting, which that alone I am very proud of. I really am very proud of that. So to find myself being in this list, I believe it's the top 245. And I was sitting there doing the math and I thought, I am however many rows down, 6 across, I think I'm 2 something. I was pretty close to the bottom of the category. And then I thought, oh, now I know where this is. I'm going to go back and I'm going to check it. And also, some of these stats will show you in different countries. So I'm looking in the U.S. Hello to the Netherlands. I am doing really well in the Netherlands and in Canada. I think most of my listeners, and this was the same with my art collectors, we seem to really get on nicely. People in Canada, in the UK, Australia, and apparently the Netherlands, which I would love to visit someday. And these are all various audiences that also, by the way, when you leave reviews in different countries, I can't see them when I'm logged into the US. I have to visit other countries and see where those reviews are. So if by chance you happen to leave one and I miss it and I don't get to thank you or read it on air, please let me know and send it to me. And I would love to share it, because for a while I didn't realize that different countries were in different locations, or different reviews from different countries are in different locations within the podcast. So it doesn't gather them all together. Usually I'm just seeing the ones that are in the US. Am I doing a really good job of dragging this out already? So I am sitting in the parking lot of IKEA Burbank, and that's a story for another day. Sean and I are trying to get some kitchen cabinet part, which is no longer available. And so we're trying a new one to fix this part of our cabinet. And it took about an hour and a half longer than anticipated. You know, LA, IKEA, nothing goes as fast as you hope. So I was patiently, maybe not so patiently, no, I was patiently waiting in the car, and I see an email that says that I am number 25 in the visual arts charts of the podcast, and or a visual arts podcast. I'm like, what? How is that possible? And so it's true. I was number 25. I went from 200 and something to number 25. And I just want to celebrate that. How great is that? It's really exciting. And I have no idea what I'm doing there, because I can't see any big spike in my listeners. Sometimes I do see that, and I wish I knew what would cause that. It's really difficult to track those kinds of things. Unlike with blogs, you could actually see, oh, this link sent you here. Sometimes I think maybe a podcaster mentions me, and then it spikes up really high, because to have it all in one day is always surprising, minus the days that I release a new episode myself. So my theory is that I got a couple of reviews back to back, and I read one of them to you last week, and I really appreciate it, from Lisa and Nola. And I have another one to share with you today. And I'm guessing that because of those two reviews came so close together, that it pushed me up really high. So I don't know that I'm even still there. Not to rain on the parade, whatever any of that means. For me, it's just a really big thank you to you, and especially you who have left reviews. I've said it many times, but I can't impress upon you enough what a gift that is, and if my guess is right, what it can do for a podcast. Because in comparison to, I do know some of the people high up in the visual arts charts consistently, and they have much bigger followings than I do in terms of their Instagram or social media, and probably, hopefully, also their email list. Hopefully they have one of those going on in the background. So in comparison to a lot of people I've come up with in this space, I have a small, I say small but mighty, small but fierce, loyal following. And to go up that high, I just thought, I'm not even still fully sure what happened. And now it gets to be this weird game, which I won't let it be, of how long will I stay there. But please, subliminally, if you've been meaning to leave me a review, do it all. Do it all this week. Do it all the week of February 4th. That's my birthday. I would love that as a birthday gift. Just everybody, let's get together. Maybe we'll have a party around it. Leave a review and let's play and see what happens. But what does happen when you go up that high is that people see you, and I can meet new listeners, and maybe you are one of them, and thank you. And you're listening to me carry on about how exciting this is. It's a little bit of validation, which is really nice, because, you know, the ego part of me, the human part of me sometimes, that came to this medium before most people knew what it was and then stepped away and returned, it was momentarily a little bit challenging to feel like, wow, I'm going to build this again, even though I had gotten a head start. Really more for myself. That pain point was a little bit tough for me to take, but I did it anyway. And it's taken 2 years. I have not tracked myself in the charts the whole time. So maybe it happened once before, but I think I would have known about it. And it does seem like there is a momentum that's building. Clearly, I can see that in many different areas of my business. And especially when it comes to teaching and sharing and mentoring and coaching and podcasting. But I have been showing up and I've been doing the work. And this is something that, to have some recognition of that on some level, is really, really nice. It is. It just affirms that what I'm doing is working, and that it is making a difference, and that it is reaching you. And it's especially because of reviews like this. Laura, I told you, you would probably hear your name again on the podcast, that I sit down with encouragement and motivation and inspiration to record podcasts when maybe I don't feel like I have the time. And we know that's just an illusion anyway, but you know, I do this from my heart. This is not paid programming. And certainly, of course, I love it as a marketing tool and just really an opportunity for me to get to know you, or for you to get to know me better. I wish I could get to know you through this medium, but that only happens when you take the time to leave me a review or send me a message or an email. Then I know, and it means a lot. So when I get a review like this one that I'll read to you from Laura Gaffke, she says, "So lovely and inspiring. I have followed Marisa and her journey for a very long time, and I'm constantly in awe of how much she is willing to give of herself. She has been a mentor to me in so many ways, always open, reflective, and honest in sharing her own learning, not only within the arts, but what it means to be a kind human being. She shares her challenges, questions, ideas, and growth in a way that makes you want to be braver with your life. If you are just finding this podcast, be prepared to expand your thinking and stretch yourself in the best ways possible. Thank you, Marisa, for being your beautiful, genuine, sincere, creative self." Thank you, Laura, again. This is probably one of the most beautiful reviews I've gotten, and reflects back to me everything that I hope I am being in this space. And when I see it written and so kindly in a place that also just makes a difference in terms of me being able to share with more people, it's incredibly meaningful. And I was writing about this today on Instagram. I am endlessly appreciative. So if you ever wonder if you should take a moment to leave a kind and positive and glowing review for someone, please do. It never goes unnoticed, and it is just such a great gift, and it really does put fuel in the tank, so to speak, for me to come back and share some new thoughts with you and some new insight. And today is a little different, like I said, about just wanting to take a moment to celebrate. I do want to share another story with you. As you know, I lead a group of artists in business called the Expansive Artists, formerly known as the Creative Outliers. That's how we started. And I did a name shift earlier this year that you can go back and listen to that podcast on. But it's very symbolic of where we are all going. It's symbolic of my own journey and how I see the expansiveness of the independent artist community. And it's not just me. There are many of us, or several of us. It always feels like many because I get to follow many of them. There's a movement coming and it's happening. And if you want to be a part of this train, like I said, we are going. And I have a lot of plans and vision in my mind. I've been talking to my Facebook group about it. I call the free group the Successful Artists, not to confuse the two, but ultimately that's what we are all growing into more. It's not usually expansive or successful, aren't usually terms that were attached to artists, but all of that is changing, like I said. And I've been sharing some of my plans with them because we've been planning together this week. And a lot of it, even within my vision board, can I tell you this quick story? I went through magazines that I've saved for a couple years and I started ripping things out, and it was completely random, this one LA magazine. And the two article titles that I pulled out that were just, again, in the same issue, in this moment in time where I've been sitting on this magazine saying, I'm going to go through these for inspiration. I'm going to pull out different ideas. And one of them said, A Dream for Everyone. And the other one said, A Breakthrough Artist. And I realized when I pulled those out and I laid them on my board, I posted a photo of this to Instagram. It's bigger than me. I feel that, and I feel Breakthrough Artist for me. And I most certainly feel that for everyone I'm working with. And I also feel the dream for everyone. It was like a message back for me to say, you are on the right track. You are aligned with your vision, which if we talk about the early days of podcasting, if you go back in the new podcast episodes, I posted my very first episode and the vision's always been the same. I can't say I got distracted. I had some things going on that I will share more with you about this spring, so stay tuned. But my path veered a little, and it needed to in order for me to come back with such resolve and dedication to where I'm going now with what was always there. So I've recently added on another way that you can work with me, and we are having our first session of a group coaching program, a small group coaching program. And I opened it to the Expansive Artists because I've been working with them. And then I opened it to a small group of people on my email list and invited them to apply. And I'm really excited to work with this group and just help them focus even more and go faster and take things to the next level. And Today, I was coaching with Corey, who's also in the Expansive Artists with me. And I was virtually celebrating with her. It was a really special day for her as well because she had received a possible, well, she received a licensing contract in her inbox and she just this morning, and she has been working towards that goal for a while. And it was really wonderful to hear that she was getting closer, if not there already. And I'm sure she will share more when all of that finalizes. But she had also recently shared a story with me related to another call that we had where I was helping her review her art and really think about where she might be making more income. Because a lot of times when you are licensing and reaching out to licensing partners, it can take a while before that clicks into place. And it can also be, it can also take a while before you ever see any income off of it. Not ever, but it can take an entire year usually because you're creating designs, they get produced, then they get sold, then you get royalties well after that. So sometimes it's 12 to 18 months before you see your first royalties. And when you are trying to grow income as an independent business owner, that can be a little bit disheartening and it can feel like a long time. And I was giving her suggestions with her beautiful work, and I suggested that she was working on these pet paintings. And I said, have you ever thought about doing commissions? Because I could really see that people would love these. And we finished our call and she thought about it. And then a couple of weeks later, she popped into our Expansive Artists group with this beautiful message. And she said, I have a success to share. I opened commissions for pet portraits about a week or so ago. I never would have thought to do this. It was totally Marisa's idea when she saw a gift painting I was making for a friend. Anyway, I've gotten two, maybe four. One lady was deciding if she wanted to do two separate dogs or together, but I'm basically booked right now and I had been focused on licensing, making $0, hopefully not forever. Hopefully that's changing right now, Corey. It was a little scary to put myself out there. I just finished my first one and I realized it's the first dog I ever painted, which by the way, it is so beautiful. I didn't even think of that before putting it out there. And she was laughing with her laugh emojis. And she said, it was so rewarding to make for her client, or well, to make this piece for her client because her dog had passed away this year and she wanted something really special to remember him by. And she had also, she paints beautiful flowers and she had also included these white daisies to go around him because they also had special meaning. And she said, thank you, Marisa, for pushing me to get out there. To which I say, thank you, Corey, for sharing that with me. And it's similar to reviews when you mentor and coach, to hear back that the guidance you're offering is making a difference. And so much so that it's even making a difference in this case for the clients that she's painting these beautiful pieces for. And you just, you start to feel like this is what it's all about. This is why we do what we do. This is why we make art. This is why we share it with people. This is why we share ideas and knowledge with people. It's why I podcast. It's why I mentor. It's just, it's everything. Does it make any sense? It's just, it's the impact. It's how we connect with one another. It is so beautiful and so powerful, and never to be underestimated how one ripple, one wave can affect somebody in all different ways across all different parts of this planet. And I just also wanted to take this moment of celebration and talking about doing the work and highlight Corey, because you know, I have been this person sometimes where especially when you know many things and you're doing pretty well at them. I have sometimes kind of maybe felt like I know what I'm doing and I haven't been as receptive to learning, maybe even from people I've paid, because I'll think to myself, well, I've tried and that it didn't really work. But I didn't really give it long enough. A lot of what I've tried over the past 2 years, and I always preface this by saying it doesn't necessarily have to take that long or it can take longer, but it's starting to work now. And I had to get a little bit out of my way in all of my opinions and ideas about what's supposed to work, what's not supposed to work, and is it really someone can tell me and I can do it. And yes, you still have to find your own path within that, but you have to do the work and be willing, especially if you're paying someone, be willing to listen to the guidance they are giving you and take action. Give it a try and don't give up right away if it doesn't work. And definitely don't give up and then blame the person you're learning from and say, well, it just didn't work for me, so I guess it doesn't work, because you may be throwing in the towel too soon, and you may also just be on the path of taking that knowledge and tapping into what does work for you. So you ultimately do have to find it. You know, you can't really expect to, at this moment in time, pay someone to give you the exact formula for how you and your business, especially when it comes to creating your art, which only you can do, is going to work. But there are proven methods to when something works. It's usually preceded by doing the work and taking action. And I have shared this before, but when it comes to your art, you make it, you share it, and then you sell it. But you don't sell it without those two pieces coming before selling it. And what I notice, and I know it can get confusing because we are seeing moments of people's success, and I know Corey was even saying this today on our call, where it's years in the making for something to click into place. Very often that is the case. So if that is the case, then relax a little. Take some pressure off yourself. Don't expect it all to happen overnight just because you didn't know someone and then you happen upon their Instagram feed or you happen upon their podcast where now suddenly they're known or their work is selling out. You may not have been there from the beginning when it wasn't. You weren't there, maybe some of you were, in the gallery with me when I sold one card an entire holiday season and really wanted to cry and throw in the towel and say, what am I doing? How am I ever going to make it in this business? You weren't there, chances are. And now you may say, well, I can make a painting and turn around and sell it that same day or in a very short span of time. And I have been working a long time for that. I have been podcasting a while before I have seen that I would be in the charts somewhere. And I was hoping it would go faster. And then I just let it go. And I remembered why I was here to begin with. And I remember why I'm making art to begin with. And when you dial it in and you remember at your heart center why you're doing what you're doing, it then the time with which it all needs to happen for you, any accolades or validation, which should never be, hearkening back to the small potatoes episode from last week, should never be how you choose to value yourself or find your self-worth, but are also equally as wonderful to receive and to celebrate. But you don't know how that's going to unfold. And I really entered this year at a new level of letting go and just allowing the timing of all of this to work out, because as it should, as it's meant to, in perfect timing, because I have shown myself that there's so much action that you can do and it's still going to reveal itself to you in the right timing. And simultaneously, I do have to point out that when I say work, don't overwork yourself. What I'm talking about is showing up consistently, following through, sticking with something, even if it gets rejected once. I'm hoping that Corey's going to, I'm trying to convince her to come on the podcast and tell her story, because I think there's some really beautiful parts of her story that would be so helpful for many of you. And, you know, there's a willingness there to how she works, where she will continue to put one step in front of the other. And I truly, you know, if someone asks me today, what is the difference between someone who succeeds, if we're talking about our successful artists and our expansive artists and all things thriving when it comes to this creative industry in particular, do you want to know what it is? It's just someone who didn't give up. I always say this, I'm surrounded by people in Hollywood where that's the reason they succeeded, is because they stuck with it. Most people in Hollywood work years before you ever know their name, some of whom you may not know their name. You might recognize their face or their voice. They work a really long time before their big break comes. Their big break was built on a lot of work and preparation before it. I do like the saying, I sometimes get it wrong, hopefully I'll get it right. I think Oprah uses it a lot, but luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And I've never really gotten that until, I mean, I've gotten it, but it just reached a whole new level for me. Because I also think that sometimes we imagine, and speaking of Oprah, how many people's vision board is she on? Remember the days where she would announce a winning author or a book of the month, and that author would suddenly go on to just become a bestseller in terms of their book. And it became, or having your product in Oprah's Favorite Things. I guess that can still happen today. Let me quickly put that on the vision board. I would love to have a conversation with Oprah on Super Soul Sunday about creativity and the arts. I would love that. We'll put that on the vision board. I just think she would be such a fun and wonderful person to talk to about so many things. But she would use that saying a lot. And what you realize is you do have to be queued up for that opportunity to present itself. And what I wanted to say around Oprah is that many times we think, well, if Oprah highlighted us, that would be everything, right? And fill in the blank for whomever that may be for you. But the truth is that you have to be ready for that to happen. You have to have yourself, your business, your life, your energy in place for that to happen. If someone taps you on the shoulder that has more influence than you and is able to give you a boost up, you've got to be ready to receive that boost. I don't know how to explain that, but just because someone highlights you and maybe they have a bigger reach, they have a bigger audience, or they have more influence, that doesn't necessarily mean that it will instantly translate into a certain kind of success for you. And it can be the very thing that makes a difference in your entire career and life. There are those pivotal moments that are related to how someone else supported you, but you don't know when those moments are happening or how they're going to evolve. And it's what I'm saying is, don't pin it on someone that you feel like is Oprah, for example. Don't pin it on that person, because it's a whole sequence of events that happens for that opening to happen. And like I said, the only thing that I'm really coming to understand is you're going to be the one that does it. Someone might open the door for you, but you're going to walk in. And the kind of person you walk in in that door, who you are when you walk in, that's going to determine how you're going to go to the next level in terms of your exposure or your sales, your business growth. Fill in the blank with what you want that to be for you. But I think many times we just think, I was talking about influence last week, in case you're brand new and you're like, what is she talking about? Potatoes. You can listen to episode number 162, which we did find out potatoes are vegetables. Okay. So there we go. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. But I've been talking a lot about influence and how, yes, a certain amount of money in particular, or maybe, you know, people win an opportunity. A lot of people have great opportunities on Ellen's show, for instance. She will find them, but they typically have done something for her or her team to find them. And then there's this moment where they're given all this exposure in front of an audience, and that can temporarily or permanently change the direction of their life for the positive in that particular moment. But you really, it's not, you know, if you can get in the room with someone, that may make a difference for you, but it's not really, I don't even know how to explain it. Am I making any sense? It's not really about that. It's about, you're still going to be the one to do it. And I think when you see that beautiful magic of someone being able to tap someone on the shoulder and take them to the next level, they were ready for it. They were ready for it. They did the work. They showed up. They showed up consistently. They stepped into the energy and the kind of person who is ready to receive that. So more than anything, don't look for any one particular person or opportunity to lift you. Just get yourself ready to be lifted and allow it to unfold in the way that it is meant for you. That is the best path for you, that will have the best outcome for everyone. I think that's a really beautiful approach I've heard many times, is have the best intention for all involved. Because I think sometimes we can get really, I know I have in the past, in many different ways, in acting, when I was in the tech and IT space, you're wanting to get seen by whomever has, you know, a certain clout in the industry, or maybe can give you a job, or maybe at one time for me, it was someone who could invest in my company. And that's, I mean, that's serious. That's legitimate. If someone invests in your company, it's typically going to help you grow that company, or at least give you a shot. And you can get a little bit caught up in, are the right people seeing me? And is this all going to work? And then you feel like without them, you can't do it. And I learned a very important lesson, and that is you can do it. And to allow that timing, in that case, I chose not to take on investment. I chose a different path, which I'm really thankful for. But there have been all these moments where I've always felt like somebody is going to tap me on the shoulder and it's going to take the next level. And I really got recently, oh, it's me who's taking me to the next level. And whomever I encounter along that journey, it's going to be really special and great. But I'm not looking for anybody to do that for me. And in a way, it really takes a lot of that pressure or angst, or if you do find yourself in a room with bigger potatoes than you, again, call back to last week's episode, that you just don't worry about it. Whomever you're supposed to meet, you will meet. Certainly make a point to meet the people that you most want to work with and know why you want to work with them, not just because they have XYZ influence, but that they really align with your vision of who you want to be and how you want to serve people in this world. And I believe that it comes together in that way. So we took a little bit of a path, didn't we? I'm just going to let this one be. We're going to call it my celebratory. I made it to number 25 in the visual arts podcast category in the US. And that's pretty stinking exciting. That was really exciting and really fun. And I am weaving it in with, in summation, I've just been showing up doing the work. And while I would love Oprah to have me on her podcast, and I think that that could be a game changer, and it probably maybe would, it's okay. It will happen or it won't happen, and I will be showing up podcasting here. You will find me here. And I have been doing that. And so to have that recognition over what has felt like maybe a slower but steady pace, and just sharing with you how I have made peace with timing in a way that I haven't really before. And it hasn't always felt easy to do that because I've had certain expectations. Because I'm relaxing, I can also feel the momentum picking up. And I simultaneously wanted to share Corey's story with you to highlight someone who, and you know me, it's not that you have to listen to everything I tell you to do, but especially if you're coaching with me, I would assume that you trust the guidance I have to offer and you believe I will be able to assist you in getting to that next level. That you maybe, you know, give it a try and see how it works. And I say that back to myself. I've become a much better learner, a much better student, because you're always learning and you can be learning from people at all different levels of experience, by the way, all different levels. We've talked about that before, but I just wanted to simultaneously celebrate Corey because today was a big day for her. And she just took action. She just boom, did it, ready, go. And I know she's been at this for a while, that she knew to do that. And she knew to take that guidance, follow, blend it with her own intuition, see if it worked for her. And then guess what? She shared it and asked if people would be interested in it. And guess what? They were. And they paid her money for that. And she was able to make beautiful pieces for them. And that's great. That is just great. It's everything. And then it's also so rewarding for me to know that something I shared and gave guidance to someone on made a difference for them in their life and their business. And like I said, ripple affected all the way out. And the cycle continues. And, you know, Laura left a beautiful message for me, a beautiful review for me. All of you have done that for me who've taken the time to leave me reviews. I share that here on my podcast. I show up further. Hopefully this reaches someone who needs to hear this today, and they go out and they go forth and they believe in themselves and they trust the timing and something wonderful happens for them. And that again just makes it everything worth everything. I don't even know how to put that in a summary, but yay, we made it to number 25. And next week, I don't know where we'll be. It's not something I'm going to obsess over. I'm going to try not to, because I will only be in that slot once. I was saying that it's at the bottom, it said new underneath. There was no green arrow up or down. It said new, which meant I had never been there before. Honestly, I would love to just stay new, because now there's either going to be an arrow down, and then what if you're at the top of the charts? It moves all the time, by the way. If you happen to follow podcast charts, there's usually a group in the very top, and they rotate around depending on whatever episode there is that week, or if you miss an episode, there's many different factors. And we don't need one more thing to obsess about, but I just wanted to put this in a time capsule, say thank you for listening, remind you to keep showing up, doing the work, celebrating your wins, and celebrate you and all that you are doing. And remember, it's you are the one who is going to do this for you. You are, and you can do it. Until next time, friends, have a beautiful, creative week. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Join us in the Expansive Artists. We are reopening the doors for a very short window starting next week. And you can get on the wait list at creativethursdaycourses.com. Of course, please reach out to me with any questions but I'm sure you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, what we are about, what we are working towards, and really bringing more profit, more thriving, more success on your terms as an artist and business in this beautiful world of possibilities. So again, thank you for listening. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. Be sure to leave a review and then check the charts, because we might be up even higher. And share this with someone you know who could use a little encouragement and some of the same reminders to just stick with it. Don't give up. Keep going. Because I, for one, will always be here cheering you on. Yes. So go. Go. Run with the wind. Okay. It's time to end this podcast. Bye-bye.